T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But the Titans have fired Brian Callahan after 1.5 seasons on the job. This, of course, on the heels of a more embarrassing than it looked 20-10 loss to Las Vegas yesterday. They moved to 1-5. The Raiders moved to 2-4. And look, the Raiders are a bad team. You watch that game, they are a bad, bad team. And they dominated the Titans in this game. It really should have been worse. It should have been worse than 20-10. I guess they did end up scoring a garbage time touchdown late in the second half. But yes, this was one of the worst coaches in NFL history. I mean, however you want to measure it, he gets a number one pick, and at no point in this season have you ever thought that Cam Ward was getting better. At no point, I mean, this Cardinals loss, or win, I should say, it's way more about the Cardinals being broken than it is the Titans having anything fixed. And so this was obviously going to happen after the season, no doubt about it, but the fact that they're doing it in season is like it speaks to his incompetence, because that's exactly what Brian Callahan was in Nashville.
Yep, hired by the previous GM, who has already been shown his way out, Carthon. And so this was inevitable if Callahan wasn't good. Every GM is going to want to get his own man. And it looks a lot like the Bears, separate from the GM switch, that this wasn't your hire. This looks a lot like the Bears situation in the sense that you're potentially ruining a number one quarterback. And you have to get, as John said, a plan around him.
Yep.
Callahan had no plan, and he was the hire of the former general manager, so this was a death pill. I mean, at some point he was going to swallow it, and it was when you're going to give it to him. Now, what you get is a little bit of juice in your locker room, right?
Yes,
locker
that's
room
right.
says okay,
that's right.
And you see what that can do for Cam.
Yes.
Right. What the team can now do, but it's all research at this point, because what you wanted to do was get him away from your quarterback. And, you know, your quarterback, who you're still invested in, you've still got high hopes for. You look at Caleb Williams. Again, I would look to Chicago, with especially the way he's played with Ben Johnson the last couple of weeks, and you say, okay, we'll go get an offensive guy, right, to go put the next offensive guy. Maybe it's Kellen Winslow. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you tell me who the hot offensive guy is right now. But you'll go tell yourself, yeah, we'll do what the Bears did and not waste our number one pick.
Yeah, I mean, it's
inevitable.
It was totally inevitable, and it's interesting that the timing of it is what's interesting, because this is the week of the Vrabel return to Nashville. So I don't know if they didn't want to get, like, they thought, like, all right, let's just minimize the embarrassment, and maybe we get a new coach bump this week.
Maybe. I think maybe the timing of this, it would have been earlier. Again, this is not his hire, the new GM, if Arizona hadn't gift-wrapped you the game last week. Remember, you're supposed to lose that one. And so it was always headed for this. I'm not sure if Vrabel coming in makes any difference or not. What I'm thinking, maybe you get it delayed because you won for a week, and you're trying to see, hey, in a way that Arizona, come on now, gave them that game.
They weren't supposed to.
You could have easily been fired after that one. And you're holding on to see, okay, we're going to win two in a row? No. Looks like same mess against a team that don't look, you know, it's been a little bit of a mess itself in the Raiders.
Yep.
All right, let me do this now. You know, not so worried about Vrabel or anything else, but just I need to cut this off before it gets worse.
No, that's exactly what it was. And it was just a bad hire. I mean, sometimes it happens.
Yeah, that's on Ran, Carthon.
It is. I mean, like, I never, like, the Titans should have never been that bad. You know, something like I think Aaron Glenn is bad, but I also think he inherited a very, very bad situation.
Oh, yeah, from the ground up.
You know?
That one's bad.
There's just no, like, the Titans have pieces here and there, right? Like, they have, like, a good offensive line. They have Jeffrey Simmons defensively and some, you know, a little bit of talent back there. I'm not trying to make a case they should have been a 500 team or anything, but, like, I came back to this. Brian Callahan was one, and this is where, to me, it matters. He was not only one of the worst coaches in the NFL in terms of win-loss, he was one of the worst coaches against the spread, which means that he was underperforming market expectations week in and week out. Not just losing, underperforming in those losses. Now you've given him a number one quarterback, and you can't possibly risk – you can't stunt his development anymore, right?
Right.
Like, you got to get somebody in there that obviously this year is a loss. It's a wash already, but – at least get somebody in there that can maybe give the kid a little bit of confidence going into year two. I don't know. He's not really a kid. He's older, but still, he's a rookie. So you got to get somebody in there. I don't know who it's going to be. I mean, Brian Callahan's dad's on the damn staff, Bill Callahan. It ain't going to be him. So I'm not sure who I'd want to give it to. There can't be anybody on that staff that's that great. But they obviously needed a breath of fresh air, and Cam needed a breath of fresh air. And
can help you attract, you know, some pretty good candidates, too. The fact that you got a number one pick in Cam Ward, and the fact that you have the Caleb Williams story going on right now with Ben Johnson. Hopefully, if that's continued in an upward trajectory, who knows? That's still to be determined. But that's what you tell yourself, is that we can't let Cam Ward get used to losing around here in a loser-type attitude, or see a franchise that has no plan, and that's what they were with Brian Callahan.
Yep.
Let's get something in here, even within the interim, that's got something that shows him we're about change when we know it's right. We can look in the mirror. The guy was going up on the podium and saying, we're ASS right now.
Yep.
Like, you can't have your face of the franchise saying it, and especially when it's true. Can't have him out there believing that, saying that. You got to show him something.
Exactly.
You're going to get him a plan.
My guess is
the right move.
My guess is, I don't think they've announced it yet, Denard Wilson, the defensive coordinator, will be the interim. You know, he's got some experience. You know, he's been around a lot of places. His defenses in Philadelphia and Baltimore were always pretty good. And the Titans defense isn't bad. I mean, it's probably the only unit that looks decent.
Well, like you said, it's got an anchor.
I don't know how I can possibly make the OC the interim when the offense has looked as bad as it's looked. So
right.
I think it's got to be Denard Wilson.
That's a good call. Probably is.
Because, we'll
like you said,
think.
Your OC doesn't have a plan.
Yeah, I mean,
we just saw that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Well, you know, because he relinquished the play call dues to Bo Hardigree?
I thought so.
A couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
So you can't give it to him because he's been calling the plays the last couple of weeks. They put up 10 points. And last week was a miracle. That was only because the Arizona Cardinals, you know, exploded on themselves. So that has nothing to do with the Titans.
Yeah, it wasn't just about the fumble. Remember, they had the pick and then fumbled it back. And then Lockett picks up in the end zone.
Exactly.
Nuts.
Exactly right. So I'm assuming it will be Denard Wilson, but I don't have confirmation on that. Because, he just makes the most sense to me. Like, I got to go with the units that, like, produce. I mean, you know, the Raiders only having 20 points. They were given amazing field position, you know, every damn possession it felt like. So
I know when we fired Eberflus, as a fan, it gave me all kinds of hope. I mean, I was excited. I imagine there are many a Titans fan out there, if not, you know, 90-something% of the fan base, that's elated on this day, because again, it's a restoring of hope, and it's just that, okay, let's go get us an offensive guy that can try to maximize what we have here in terms of this pick, this number one pick in Cam Ward. It was an exciting day for me when we moved on from Eberflus. I think Titans fans should probably feel the same way.
This is what Chad Brinker, the president of football operations, said. After extended conversations with our owner and GM, we met with Brian Callahan this morning to tell him we are making a change at head coach. These decisions are never easy, and they become more difficult when they involve people of great character. We are grateful for Brian's investment in the Titans and Tennessee community during his tenure as head coach. We thank him and his family for being exemplary ambassadors of the Tennessee Titans. And then he goes on, while we are committed to a patient and strategic plan to build a sustainable winning football program, we have not demonstrated sufficient growth. Our players, fans, and community deserve a football team that achieves a standard we are not currently meeting, and we are committed to making the hard decisions necessary to reach and maintain that standard. I would contend that this was not
a hard decision, and he's not your guy.
That's
exactly
right.
Exactly.
This isn't like firing a coach, you know, for after they don't win a game in the playoffs or something. That's a hard decision when you know, like, you've topped out. You know, like what, you know, the Grizzlies have done that many, many times, right?
That or the guy that you hired, and yes. you still believe yes. in him a little bit, yes. but he's not getting the results, and yes. he's your man. That's a little tougher to do.
The Grizzlies firing Taylor easy. Jenkins was a tough decision.
Yeah.
This
guy was brought on by the GM you just fired.
Wasn't even your guy, and he stinks. Yes. What's so difficult about that?
It's a very easy decision, but of course it's going to be phrased that way.
Yeah, it is. You're right. We can't say
it's
what
that.
We want to give him one more week.
Like, what did y'all think?
Dead man walking.
I'm supposed to keep this guy?
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see who the interim is, if it makes an impact again. It's the return of Vrabel, to Nashville.
So that's
this weekend.
No,
there's no bye.
Yeah. That's this weekend. Got it.
Yeah. So no word yet again on who the interim is going to be.
Man, Vrabel's probably got a better quarterback than he ever had with the Titans. Is that true?
Yes. Tannehill was limited.
And he was a one seed 1 year with the
Titans. He was.
Folks.
Yeah.
Drake May's starting to come around.
Yep. I don't know. Like, I was really excited to bet the Patriots this weekend, -6.5, but I don't know if I can necessarily get to it now, because he's like, they will look better. This always happens in the NFL, bro.
The Titans. Because of the little fired coach.
It always happens. Yeah. Like, there's just going to be new voice, and there's a new, like, you want to go hard for the guy in his first,
And the Patriots still turn it over, and they have no run game.
That's right.
So while Drake May's looking better, they're still turning
it
over.
Exactly
been
right.
sloppy, and it's zero run game,
yes.
bro.
And there's it's like peak motivation, too, because it's Vrabel coming back.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like literally like max motivation, you know, and it's
Jeffrey's been there that long, right?
And I'm going to be honest.
He goes back to,
Yeah, he does.
Simmons,
he does.
How many years has Jeffrey Simmons been in the league?
I think since 2019 or 2020. Yeah. So
he's
had a couple of years.
That dude's a stud. I'd take him.
So it's like, you know, especially if it's Denard Wilson, too, because he's a defensive guy.
All right.
Like, I just feel like that defense will go really hard this weekend.
I'm just saying there's nothing that a defensive guy does for Cam Ward is all
no,
I'm saying.
No, that's true, but it's a temporary.
I get it.
Yeah.
You know, at least that our guy, I think it was Thomas, whatever, Thomas Smith. I can't remember his name, our interim. That was the thing, though. Eberflus was a defensive guy, and you brought in your quarterback's coach. I think you made him the interim. He wasn't with the old system, what Waldron had done. He tried to coach Caleb. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's probably nothing to be gained.
I will say this. Like, I don't want to say his name in case he doesn't want me to put his name out there. But I got a text from a Titans fan who's listening, and he does make the point that Adam Strunk is running a horrendous franchise. They have fired John Robinson. They have fired Mike Vrabel. They have fired Rand Carthon. They have now fired Brian Callahan. There has been absolutely zero stability in that organization.
Well, I would say that Rand Carthon hiring Brian Callahan was a bad.
Well, he tells me Brinker was a part of that.
Okay.
But you know, it's
got it. Okay.
I don't know. You know, you never know who.
But
who,
I'm with it. They're not on the same. Believe me, I come from it. The Bears and not having the GM with the coach with the quarterback all on the same page. So I can recognize the dysfunction.
Yes,
certainly. But I don't. Was Rand good? Based on what we'd seen, it didn't look like it. And so I don't know about this new GM, but I just know Brand had made a bad coaching hire, and you got to get that out of there.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.